Hey, welcome to the Moral Marriage Podcast. We are real, we are raw, we are uncensored. And today I want to talk about the why and why not. And what I tie this to is your best version. We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
Baby, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about all the new programs that are coming out. I don't know about what it's like for women, but for the men's programs, there's just a new one coming out all the time. And every one of them says, you've got to become your best version. Yeah, of course you have to become your best version. You know, do you see that in the women's programs too? Or do you even pay attention to that stuff?
I don't pay attention, but I also don't think I have a lot of that coming across my feed.
It comes across mine probably because I'm so aggressive with putting so much content out for you guys to learn. And you guys, of course, you have to be your best version. But the problem is this feeds into you can't control your spouse, okay? And this doesn't mean manipulation. You know, this doesn't mean coercion. This doesn't mean manipulation again. It means you can't control their reflections. You cannot control their ability to grow, the growth rates. And why is this important? Listen, every single one of you who starts a program, whether it's ours, men with me, women with Catherine, separate, okay? Or whether that has to do with another program that's out there, all right? You can't control your partner, I get it, okay? But you're joining that program because your partner is your why, all right? And so they then tell you, you got to be your best self. Don't worry about your partner. Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But here's the thing. When you can't control your partner's growth rates, you start to make your partner your why not. Meaning, when you're not satisfied, maybe I'm going to use a man in my program, comes in, he's becoming his best self, he's a lord, he's rising up, he's learning all these skills, and then his wife, he finds it frustrating because she doesn't accept the changes right away. I call this running into the side of your car, okay? Well, no kidding, man. How long has it been? You didn't gain 100 pounds overnight. You can't lose 100 pounds overnight. And so when you're frustrated because she's running to the side of your car and you go into a low, okay, all of a sudden she's your why not, meaning you want to quit. You want to not reach out for support. You want to not make the Zoom calls, even though there's so many. There's chats to go into and speak to men. You want to go, nah, I don't know if this is ever going to work, because she's your why not. Guys, she can't be. In fact, when you think of your best version, I want to challenge you today. And I'm so curious what you think about this, honey. I want to challenge you today. Yes, become your best version, your best self. I say most true, authentic self in my program. And I did that a long time ago. I did that because I wanted to stand out, because I had a different mindset. Because your true and authentic self means just like everybody else with the best version, okay? But it also means your partner's 50% of you. You should be loving them. They should be maintained as your why. And when you are patient, when you show up consistently running the track while she's running in the side of your car, you become her why or their why if it's the other way around. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that. I like the why versus why not, and the best self being, you know, you're only 50% of your best self is what I'm getting from that. Because your partner, if your partner is 50% of your best self, then you can't just focus on you. You also have to focus on loving them. That's what I picked up from that.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant, because even in my program, I talk about being, I call it standing in your own strength. So I want the women to be the strongest, most composed, most nurturing, loving, feminine, firm and gentle, all of like the perfect storm. And I want them to be that, which is their best self. But I also teach them how to validate their husband, how to empathize with their husband, how to show compassion to their husband when their husband does not seem like he deserves it. And although I didn't think about it the way that you're describing, of course you can't be your best self if your other half doesn't have the opportunity to be his best self or her best self. I'll describe it to my women. When you are standing in your own strength, and when you are leveling up, and when you are growing, your partner in about 90% of cases is naturally going to follow you. So as you level up, your partner is going to say, huh, look at that. Maybe it's even something simple as your partner stops yelling at the kids. When you stop yelling at the kids, your partner's going to see that, and they're going to, it just naturally, you're going to be leading them. You're going to motivate them to make changes. So as you rise up, they rise up too. In about 10% of the situations, we do have spouses who one rises up and one stays the same or digresses. It's not very common at all. That is not what we see. So if you're going to be your best self, we'll use that language, and you're rising up, how are you going to be your best self if your partner rises up as well? And how is your partner going to rise up? He said, loving your wife through it. I said, validating and empathizing and making sure that you are allowing your husband or your wife to be that best self as well. So that combined, you can be that best self.
And sometimes your best selves will include all the noise from the dogs barking.
Yeah, that's my best self.
So here's the thing, guys. It's really important to build on what Catherine was just saying. So you can really, really dig into this and understand. If you think about how we run a specific system. I don't think we've seen it anywhere because I created it. But inspire is while you're learning. So that's you rising, okay? Now, you're never going to be done rising. But let's say you're at this new heightened standard, okay? Now you're leading your partner. So she used the example, when you stop yelling at the kids, your partner can start to rise up and start joining you on that journey. That's leadership, okay? So take this a step further. The next part of our system would be invite or ask, depending how we're speaking and who we're speaking to. We would say you're going to invite your partner to join you on this journey, okay? There's a patience formula that I run through and I work with guys on. Now, let's just tie it in right now. This whole time, your partner's been your why, okay? It's been frustrating. You're maintaining your cool. You want to start inviting them because you still want them to join you. They're 50% of your best self, okay? Now, we have to sometimes get to motivate with boundaries. Motivate with boundaries is something that I created that Catherine built upon even more. It's wonderful because boundaries don't work if your partner doesn't respect you. Okay. If your partner's not on board, if your partner's totally checked out, this whole crap with lay a boundary, protect yourself, like you might as well just leave. They don't care. Like you're just wasting your time. But in that time where you're trying to motivate with boundary, if you can maintain that your partner is still your why, not your why not, you no longer have contempt, bitterness, resentment. They're still your why. You still love them. It might be frustrating for you, but you don't need to lash out and attack. You don't need to lay a boundary because the moment you're doing that, you are no longer being your best version. That's it. Nobody's talking about this anywhere in any program. Your best version has zero contempt. In fact, if Catherine didn't join me on the journey, I would say, well, the line that I used was, I'll have to divorce you both. Now, I did not have the skills back then. And what I mean by divorce you both.
Yeah, who's the other one? I meant
Catherine and Ryan because I'm cast now. I wanted to be cast. Was it perfect? No. Again, I did not have the skills to do this. It's not how I teach it now. But the premise of the lesson is the same thing. I needed Catherine to not be my why not because I was contemptuous saying join me. I was still not doing it right. Okay. And that's why I know just straight up that people are doing this wrong in programs. You must be your best self without explanation. We get it. Your partner's 50% of that. And if you truly maintain that, they're always the why. And then you have no contempt if they don't rise. You can motivate with a boundary. And that's the whole lesson that we would never do a podcast on because you can't. You just twist it. Just like diets get twisted and workouts get twisted and everything gets bastardized in society. So we're very particular with that. We don't just share that tool because you need to be maintaining your best version. And I got to make sure that I'm asking the right questions. What about you? You got to ask the right questions probably when somebody wants a boundary.
Well, the way that I describe it is that you can always lay a boundary. If you are unsafe emotionally, physically, sexually, you always have the right.
Sorry. Yes.
But just hold on. So you always have the right, even if it's something mild, if you don't like the way you're being spoken to, it's fine. You have the right to lay a boundary. But what I teach them is if you go in and you lay a boundary without connection, it breeds more disconnection and it breeds more contempt. If you follow the steps that we teach, inspire, lead, invite, or ask, and then you get, well, first of all, odds of getting to a boundary if you follow these steps are slim to none. But if you do get there, you're more connected and you're laying a boundary based on connection and sharing core values and sharing the compromise around each other's core values. And then when you lay that boundary, your partner, instead of being contemptuous and angry that you laid it, says, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that I was even doing that. Of course, I'll respect your boundary. And it breeds connection, not disconnection. So yes, you have to ask the right questions, mm-hmm. but you also have to go through the connection process with your partner so that when you say to him or her, we have boundaries, we don't have very many boundaries. We don't have to talk about the consequence because they're unspoken. For example, a boundary is he's not allowed to yell at me, that's normal. We shouldn't have yelling. I don't have to say, if you yell at me, I'm going to do X, Y, Z because he doesn't yell. But we are connected. So he knows that I don't want him to yell. He has to work hard sometimes with his emotions the same way, and as do I. But he respects that I really don't like yelling. And so when he doesn't yell, we can actually connect on, thank you so much for keeping your cool during that really difficult conversation. He's not like, how dare you tell me not to yell? I don't yell anymore. How dare you remind me? I don't have to remind him. But it's an example of how a boundary can bring us closer. Right, babe?
Yeah, that's a really great example. At the end of it, did you catch what she said? Connection. We become each other's why, right? If you know our story, she stayed really because she was afraid that I would be like getting worse, unleashing me onto the world, including being a single dad with our children, okay? And then the rest happened and here we are, but now we are each other's why, because we always, as a marriage, should be the family unit first, as the couple, then the kids, because we're each other's why. Let's leave it there today. And guys, special, massive giveaway, 100th episode coming up. Guys, if you like this, please leave a review, share it with the world. We appreciate the support. We're just like, it's exponentially growing here, guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.